Zimbabwe used to enjoy the highest literacy rate on the African continent, but the country's economic stagnation of the past decade has put an end to that. School buildings and furniture at most public schools are in a state of disrepair, and learning materials, especially textbooks, are in short supply. Speaking at the launch of the Education Transition Fund at Mutasa Primary School in Harare, Education, Sports and Culture Minister David Coltart said $50 million would go towards addressing the severe shortage of textbooks in schools.
In many schools, the only textbook is the one held by the teacher. In most government schools, as we witnessed this morning, the ratio is no better than 1 to 15. Accordingly, the first task of the Education Transition Fund will be to arrange for the printing of literally millions of textbooks, with the objective of delivering the same to our poorest and most needy schools during the first term of 2010 and thereafter.
The other $20 million would go towards revitalizing the government's Basic Education Assistant Module, or BEAM, which was set up to assist orphans and other underprivileged children with school fees. Speaking at the launch of the fund, Minister of Labor and Social Welfare Paulina Mpariwa said $35 million is needed to support children in need per term. But the textbook situation is just one of the numerous challenges schools face. In the grounds of Mutasa Primary School, VOA saw clusters of children sitting in the dirt being taught in the shade of trees. Teacher Temptation Muringisi is putting a class of 39 through a mathematics lesson.
Yes, that's correct. Clap your hands for
her. Yeah? Right, we are under the tree because of shortage of classrooms. We share the classroom with the grade 5, so we spend half the day outside, then we go in the classroom and we do our routine work there.
During the rainy season, Muringisi said the children have to wait in the corridors for their turn in the classrooms. She added that no lessons are held in the corridors, as that would disturb the children in the classrooms. The British, Australian, Swedish, New Zealand and Norwegian governments and the European Union are some of the partners who contributed to the Education Transition Fund, which will be administered by the United Nations Children's Agency, UNICEF. Ish Mafundikwa for VOA News, Harare.